We begin this morning, as we always do, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. A bye week for your team. Just talk about how you guys used that bye week and made use of it.
Yeah, I thought we had a productive week, really focused around, number one, getting ourselves healthy, some recovery for our guys, then also getting the work we needed in Tuesday through Thursday and getting some time to work on us, work on Maine, but also get going in our preparation for Villanova towards the end of the week. And came back yesterday and had another productive day just going back over the Villanova-Monmouth game and getting our guys prepared for the game this weekend.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good morning, Larry.
And just update on injuries. Who could you have back? Who is still questionable for you? And just talk a little about Villanova. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be probably the most healthy we've been since the New Mexico game. We expect to have Tyler Royal back on the offensive line in some capacity. And other guys. Outside that, everyone's been healthy. More so just healing up a couple of things that we have. We expect to have Kobe Away have some sort of a role as well this week. And but we're looking forward to our opponent in Villanova. Everything we've seen on film, this is a tough, hard-nosed team. Does a great job in all three phases of the game. And, they've been showing their toughness and just their commitment to running the ball and playing great defense. And, it'll certainly be a challenge for us, and we're excited for the game on Saturday.
Jordan, I know when we talked a little bit last week, you thought having this bye week before you got ready to start conference play, maybe it was a good time. As you look back on the first 3 weeks, let's start on the offensive side of the ball, maybe what you like and what needs to get better. The offense certainly is coming off its best performance of the year in that game against BC. As you head forward, what do you like? What do you need to improve on?
Yeah, I'd like just how we responded in the second half of that Colgate game, and came up short in that game and then came out and really picked up where we left off in the Boston College game and got off to a fast start. And that's what, that's been a big emphasis for us as a program since the spring, is just starting faster. So we were able to do that. And I think that's going to be needed, especially with the opponents that we're going to be facing over the next 8 weeks. And right now with Villanova, it's going to be important that we do that. So we need to continue to improve just how we start. We saw that, we have playmakers in our quarterback, Joe Fagnano. We have running backs that can carry the ball, and we're trying to improve our run game there as well. And getting guys like Sean Bowman the ball and Xavier Scott, they really showed that, all the work they've been putting in is showing up. And we expect to continue to stay on that path.
You touched on the running game. I know Freddie's been banged up a little bit. How much or how important do you feel like it is to get that running game going a little bit, to maybe take a little bit of pressure off Joe in the passing game?
Absolutely. That's a important part of any successful offense, is getting the run game going. And because, you can't rely just on the pass game the entire season. We got to get our run game going and feel like we're going to be healthier at this point and be able to do that. And, finding out who we are going to be in the run game was a big part of our first three games. So I think we found, what we like, what fits our players the best, and getting Freddie back, as you mentioned, more confidence for him, because he had a limited role even through preseason camp. So getting him back a little bit more healthy at this point is going to benefit us.
And then we touched on a little bit, but do you feel like Joe now is starting to get into a little bit of rhythm with his receivers? And obviously Sean Bowman has been great all year. It's sort of been his go-to guy in a lot of ways. You just feel like his comfort level continues to increase each week.
Yeah, I think that we have, obviously we got to protect Joe and get him in positions where he can keep his eyes down the field and make throws. And you see his connection with the guys like Tego Moss, Xavier Scott, the trust level there, the more time they've had together, and has benefited Joe. So, we expect Joe's play to continue to increase. And I mean, you see him even on going back to the Colgate game, his willingness to compete on the 2 minute, he's diving for a first down, on the fourth and four, I think it was, but you know, he's a guy who's going to lay it on the line every week.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks again, Rob. Yeah, Jordan, the defensive side of the ball, I mean, you're already closing in on the total number of sacks you had last year, so you got to be happy about that. But what else? The defense, you have given up some big plays. What are you addressing on the defensive side of the ball, Jordan?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were able to keep the ball in front of us for the most part in the BC game, except a couple passes that got out on us. In the run game, we really held tough the entire game. When they got into the four-minute drill, we let up a 30-yard run at the end of the game. But up to that point, I thought our defense really hung in there. And, I think for us, we'll be minimizing those big plays. You know, we can't allow big plays because those are momentum changers. Those are given teams an opportunity to get in our red zone, we got to make them earn it. So, just the big plays is the thing we're trying to shore up right now.
Jordan, just continuing a little bit on the defense, you've had some guys that are new starters to your role. And again, that's a unit that seems to have been coming together over these past 3 weeks. Who are some guys that you've seen maybe some great improvement from week one to week three?
I mean, I think, starting up front, Justin Sambu has done a great job finding his role, playing more disciplined football. Rafael Salamone, a guy who's been in the program for 6 years, is really starting to play better with better fundamentals. Getting guys like Darius McKenzie, a young guy who comes in on third down, finding roles for guys like that is important. So he can give, our captain Adrian Otero, get him off the field at times, but get guys on there who can rush the passer and have a role. And it's been really nice to see that, the more guys we can have get involved defensively, the better we're going to be, the fresher we're going to be as well. And, the one guy we'll point out in the secondary, Robbie Ryobi, he brings a toughness to our defense. To see him come up and support the run, see him pursue the ball is impressive. He doesn't shy away. He's not hesitating. He's 100% willing to come up and tackle and be physical when he tackles. So, we're rallying around, around him and, his mentality.
The Black Bears are the last team to actually start conference play, which you do this week. I'm sure that you guys over the course of the weekend have been following the league and some of the crazy results and the amount of balance in this league, and you played in the league, so you're well aware of the strength top to bottom. But what's been sort of your early take on some of the results around the conference?
Yeah, I think you got to play for four quarters. You got to be able to finish. Got to do a great job from coaches and players knowing situational football at the end of the games and being able to close out and finish. I mean, and just looking at the Villanova-Monmouth game that came right down to the end. I know the Elon William Mary game did as well. And just being able to play for four quarters. I think that, even for us, the BC game was, you saw glimpses of that. And, we're really building to do that, is play our four quarters and finish games. That's what it's going to take to win in this league.
I know you touched a little bit with Larry on it, but when you look at this Villanova offense, obviously the thing that jumps out is the number of big plays that they've been able to get. How have you addressed that with your team?
I think that we got to do a great job. First of all, Connor Watkins has been really impressive, these first four games. His ability to throw the ball anywhere on the field, he can throw the vertical pass game, but also be able to, he can tuck it and run and get first downs. He's dynamic, and you can tell he's a tough player. He's a leader on that team, and, we have to be able to, minimize his ability to extend plays. And looking at their running backs, Jalen Jackson played an outstanding game, and he shows a toughness as well. And I think, just up front is where it starts for them. They have a lot of returners there, guys who looks like they play well together, and they have a culture there of competing and staying in games. So really impressive what they've done offensively this year.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great week.
All right. You too.